You're listening to Comedy Central.
You, I know what you're thinking. The music is still playing in the hearts and minds of children everywhere, but that was me singing that. Welcome to the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast. I'm here with my good friend, Forrest Shaw. Hello, Forrest. How are you?
How's it going?
I'm okay, man. I just did a TV show. What have you been up to?
I work on a TV show.
Oh, that's sweet. Hmm. I should get you a full-time job. Yeah. Anyway, we're also here. We've got guests. We got guests this evening.
We do.
They're a double act. I assume they're a double act.
Hope so.
Maybe they're individual acts. must be very confusing. They're like the Gallagher brother, both in comedy and in Oasis.
They go by the Nelson twins.
The Nelson twins.
Yes, and their names are Chris and Justin Nelson.
That's it. You guessed it.
One of them has a broken arm. Do you have a broken arm just so we can tell each other apart?
So broken arm, which one are you?
I'm Justin.
Justin.
With the broken arm.
Justin. So that one's Chris. So, you know, broken arm, Justin. It's like the rhyme we used to say as a kid. If you see a Nelson with a broken arm, it means harm, Justin.
Yeah.
Good little jingle.
Yeah. So, lads, what are you doing out here?
We're out here to do a TV show for. So, are we allowed to plug?
You can play all the fuck you want.
We're out here to do a show called The World's Best for. But I am just currently looking at this release form that you want me to sign here, Jim. Is this so that you can bully us without any repercussions?
What, you think a release form is like is there a release form where you go, and no bullying, you fucking bearded cunt? All right, so you're obviously from Australia. You're more Australian than me. The two of you look like you were grown out of the ground in Australia, the same way that orgs are born in New Zealand. Orgs?
Orcs.
I got that wrong. Yeah. So you're doing a show. Is it like an America's Got Talent type thing?
Yeah, kind of America's Got Talent type setup.
You guys were on Australia's Got Talent.
Yes.
Or semi-finalists.
Yeah.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah.
They weren't even doing stand-up. Australia's Got Talent was just them reading. People are like, fucking hell, those cunts are good at the words and whatnot.
Geez, you've forgotten where you come from, Jim, haven't you?
I just learned to read last week.
Where are you guys from in Australia?
We come from a little town called Walbundry, which is...
I've never even heard of that.
No, most people...
I come from a little town called Sydney, where all the people who can use knives and forks come from. Walbundry, what state is that?
It's on the border.
State of denial.
Yes.
No, yeah. what state's that?
New South Wales, over the border.
I'm in New South Wales, New South Wales, where Sydney is. Victoria is where Melbourne is. Queensland.
The border of New South Wales and Victoria.
And Victoria, okay.
Yeah, so they're in between Sydney and Melbourne.
Close to Canberra.
Close to Canberra. You'd be close to Canberra, wouldn't you, lads?
Yeah, not too far from Canberra.
Do the women in America, do they like this look, this thing you've got going on?
They do. We got stopped in the supermarket. Do you call it a supermarket over here?
I do.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, we got stopped in the supermarket by about three women last night.
And they said, empty your pockets.
No, they just wanted to have a chat. One, because we look weird, and two, because we sound weird.
Mm. Have you guys ever fucked like the same chick together?
Not at the same time, we haven't, no.
No, but individually.
Individually, yes.
What happens there where a girl breaks up with one of you and then goes, I'll sleep with the other one? Are your personalities that diverse? Like surely that's just...
Wait. Or was it like a mistaken thing? Or are you guys...
Yeah. Well, I always get in first and then Justin just hangs around and feeds off me.
Yeah, that's just right. a bit of a
thing for our life, really.
Which one of you is better with women?
Well, Chris, you're single, so you're probably going a lot better with women than me at the moment.
Are you married?
Yeah, well, not married, but got a partner.
You got a partner?
Yeah, a couple of kids.
How is he?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I'm good.
That's good. You've seen each other naked several times.
We have, as you know, Jim, playing sports in Australia. You shower together.
Is your penis crazy similar to each other's? That's what I was, twins. Like your dicks, when you look at your dicks, do you go, that's the same dick?
It's a different dick because 20 years ago I got mine pierced. So I have a bolt.
It's the only way we could tell our cocks apart was to have one of us get a bolt in it.
Why did you do that? Why did you get a bolt in your dick?
I just wanted to be different than everyone else.
And yeah, but you're a twin inherently. You're not different than everyone else.
I'll go to any length, Jim. Like, I was going to cut it off, but no, Justin just said,
from,
you know
from what?
What
I hear, you can't go to any length. You've got a bolt in it.
I like how you wanted to be different from everyone else, but you actually did the only thing that nobody can see.
Yeah.
Well, like you didn't get a tattoo on your face or anything.
Like you grew a beard to look more similar to someone else. That's fucking ridiculous.
It's just a little thing I do for me.
Have you ever gotten to the stage where one of you has like gotten fatter than the other one and you've gone, hey, check yourself?
Yeah, are you blind at the moment, Jim? Can you see? Look, Chris is
my
looking
head.
A bit... Yeah,
my
he's about five kgs heavier than me at the moment.
Pounds,
sorry,
mate.
Pounds,
we're in pounds.
Yeah, that's because he doesn't have kids. He has nothing to live for. He's just
I've got a kid.
And how you're drinking Diet Coke. Like, that'll make a difference, you fat cunt. Did you sign the anti-bullying contract?
I've signed it, Jim, so knock yourself out, mate. Just kill me self-esteem. Yeah, go for it.
Me and Forrest are sitting over here like the slimmest men in the world, just fucking mocking you two. Look at your bearded fat cunts. The only reason you got this beard, those beards are actually skin tight. It's just stubble. It's just they got such big jowls.
Look at this. Coca-Cola.
Regular Coke. Right.
Full of sugar.
Now, it's good to see you, Forrest. The last time I saw you, you were supporting Jim at Rod Laver Arena.
Out
in Australia, yeah. You had a bit of a tough gig from memory.
What?
Call that one, yeah.
No, I don't remember it being okay. In Melbourne?
Yeah, Melbourne, yeah.
Oh, it didn't go well out there?
You don't know this, but a tough gig is when Forrest is killing. That's why I bring him along the road for me, because I want to look good.
Thanks for bringing that up, Justin, too.
Yeah,
I was trying to bring Forrest into the podcast.
What the fuck would you do that for?
I'll be in the podcast, fine. I'm letting there's two of you. I'm letting you talk. But no, I thought it went okay. How many shows did we do? We did two, right?
We did two. One of them probably went bad.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember them both going good. I don't remember any gig that went tremendous in my life.
What were you guys doing in that show?
Spectators.
Well, our comedy career was going so well that we were in the crowd.
No, that was a joke.
Yeah, did I give
that
you
was a joke? That was, Mister, that was.
Sorry.
I'm with you, Forrest. I'm with you, mate. We can go on the road. Let's get rid of this.
Did I give you tickets?
Actually, you made us pay, I think.
That's good to know. Good to know. Good to know. You paid with all that gold money that you found when you were prospecting, you bearded fucks. Anyway, so we did a show.
Yeah, you want to promote these real quick.
Oh, I got it. Where's that? Give me the thing with that. Give me that one. It's not on my sheet. It's not on my sheet. All right. I got tour dates coming up. This Is Me Now on Netflix. Always watch that. On October 12th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando, Florida. October 13th at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. October 26th at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Uncasville.
It's in Connecticut. But yeah, that Uncasville, I think is how you say it.
Uncasville, Connecticut, from the song.
It's the Mohegan Sun.
Uncasinal, forget it. October 27th at the Music Box at the Borgata in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Not to be mistaken with regular Jersey. This is the new one. The old one has gone to shit. You got anything to plug for us?
Poor Decisions on Amazon. Please watch that. Everybody that's watched it, thank you. And if you liked it, leave a comment. If you didn't, don't fucking... Who the fuck leaves comments about shit they don't like? Just fucking go on with your life if you don't like it. But
we'll check our podcast page.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people who have opinions.
There
was one episode where I ate a little bit too much. Maybe a couple.
No, there was a lot.
There were maybe four episodes where I ate too much. But we've done like 20-something episodes. And some people are still very angry that I ate on, I won't say camera, on microphone.
Yeah. On microphone. So I have that. I also have Side Splitters. November, it's in Tampa. If you live in Tampa, November 23rd through the 25th. And a lot of people have asked me when I'm coming back to Australia. Last time I was there, I bombed in Melbourne, apparently. But some people want to see me for some reason. I don't know why. But
I was speaking to your mother, and she said, when's he going back to Australia? How soon can he go back to Australia? And I just rolled over and went to sleep.
Wow, my mom's getting some action. That's nice. All right.
No, it was on the phone. I can roll over.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Why make it salacious?
Yeah, my bad. I don't know what I was doing there. I will be there in December opening up for Jim, bombing in front of him. And then I'm going to go do my own dates. I will know next week when that is exactly, but it'll be like end of February, beginning of March, and I'll be in Melbourne and Sydney.
Also, Forrest, hey, where do you think we'll be in January? I don't know if we've announced this, but we can say this now.
Can you?
Why not? I don't give a fuck.
Okay. I mean, you're the boss.
We're going to Asia.
Well, here's
so if you're Asian and you live in Asia, we're doing shows.
Here's all the cities. Seoul,
in
South
English.
Korea. Shanghai, China, Taipei, Taiwan, Beijing, China, Tokyo, Japan, Singapore, what? Bangkok, Thailand, Kuala Lumpur, that's not in Thailand, that's Malaysia, in, right? Yeah, yeah, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Hong Kong, China, and Bali, Indonesia. So all those awesome places.
We're doing shit in Asia, man. We're doing it because we're going to film field pieces out there for the show, and so we thought we'd slap some gigs on, and we're going to do like a full tour of Asia.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be good. I can't wait for people to see you and start praying in front of you and making you cross your legs.
My kid lives in Thailand, Jim. He's a huge fan of yours. He's only three, but
is this the child you had, like that you actually had, or is this the kid that you used to keep in your basement? That you,
no, he's my biological child.
Go back to Thailand and run free.
No, he's my biological child. Lives in the north of Thailand. Maybe you can throw him a ticket and he can come down and
see
the show.
How old is he?
Well, he's 3.5.
All right, I'll give him a ticket.
Yeah.
What was it like? You had him on like on vacation or holiday you're on? Or?
Well, I met
his mum.
Was in Thailand.
The mother had him on vacation.
Stayed there.
No, I met her in Thailand while I was on vacation. Yeah, and
they call it vacation. It's the same place that Gary Glitter went when he got caught with child pornography on his phone.
I had him on vacation and I just left him behind and. I go back.
You were married to a Thai bird, Chris.
I was.
Tell everyone how long you were married for.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks for bringing that up. I'm just going to let everyone know that I was married for 6 months. It didn't last.
Right. Yeah. That's
my fault.
That's what means 6 months means. I was married for 6 months. I also want you to know that it ended. And why did that happen?
Oh, let's call it cultural differences.
Oh, yeah, because you're a racist and she was from Thailand. You used to say things like, I'll tie you up, and then you make jokes. Like, you go, do you want to use my iPad tie? You can use that when you visit her now.
Thanks, Jim. I'll write that one down.
On your iPad?
I'm still angry at Justin because he had a go at Forrest. I'm still so angry at you, Justin.
Why would you do that, man? Why would you do that?
Yeah, real cool.
Invite you on as a guest to the show, and the first thing you do is say that he bombed.
Yeah. So I was just trying to make some conversation. I didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Forrest.
Because I need you to make conversation.
So you tried to neg him.
I mean, I do want to fuck you, but I mean, it's like, it was before you even said that, but you didn't have to go that route.
Yeah. Like, Forrest is already feeling a bit like, why does he like me? Maybe I can prove it to him. So we did a show. I got to be honest with this podcast because the ratings of this podcast are actually higher than the show. So what do we really need to talk about the show?
We don't have to.
Sure, why not?
How about this? From going forward, if we have the outline of the show in here, if there's things you do want to talk about in the show, we can do that. And if you don't, we don't have to, but we can kind of, you know, keep it loose.
We'll talk about things that involve the show but don't involve talking about it on the podcast. Today, we normally have in and out before we do the show, but today we had barbecue. That was different.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't have it.
I always weigh myself before every episode. Fattest episode.
This is your fattest you've ever been?
Fattest episode. We're clocking in at 212 pounds. I've gotten down to 210. This is the fattest one.
So they have to change your wardrobe now?
No, like, I just got to squeeze into it. This jacket doesn't button up. I'll be lighter next week.
You do have a nice little gut.
I'm a little paunchy, but I had a party, didn't I? We had a party the other day. And so I've been drinking heavily, and I'm a bit fatter.
Yeah, well, you know, join the club. So I'm staying pretty consistent, though, actually. I think I'm staying.
When you gain weight, I don't know if it's just you.
Me?
No, when I gain weight, I dislike, because my Australian manager is here, Andrew, who's in town, and he's lost like a lot of weight. And when I saw him, that made me unhappy. What I wanted
I was happy for him. It looks great.
I like eating. What I want is to gain weight, but everyone else around me gains more weight.
Yeah, you do that when you get heavier. You see someone that's heavier, then you're like, yeah, that fucking guy.
Yeah, it could be that guy.
What's that guy's life like? I always think that because my life's difficult I need to lose weight because I'm just getting fucking older. You can't carry around this much weight, and you just have like things that fucking happen. Your data, and so I look at someone that's like twice my weight. I'm like, what the fuck? How do they even wipe their ass? Like, there's people that have to use, like, a stick.
Like a rag with a stick?
You get that fat, you have to use a stick. And then you got to, like, at, you're still not dieting then? Like, already, it's like you should...
Luckily for me, I'm usually using a stick on my ass all year round. But now I've had to add toilet paper.
Yeah, it's like a thing, right? It's like a stick.
A dildo. It's a regular dildo.
Oh, modified dildo. Yeah, it makes sense.
What I do is I find a dildo that still has its foreskin on it. And then I shove toilet paper around the rubber foreskin so that my ass can be wiped. Plus, I'm good with the intactivists.
There's a lot of them.
Jack, what are you taking photos for? I'm feeling fat this week, Jack. Don't do that.
He's at his fattest.
I'm at my fattest.
What's the fattest you've ever been? Wait.
Oh, another 8 pounds than this, but not much fatter.
Okay.
I'm fat right now. But I'll lose it.
No, I mean, you do what you want.
I fluctuate 30 pounds.
You should just keep getting fatter this whole season until the last episode. You're super fat, and then season comes.
I want to do an episode where we talk about how fat I am as sort of like I'm meant to do it. It's like, oh, weight gain.
Oh, yeah, you did it for the show?
Yeah, I did this to experience how differently I'd be treated if I gained weight.
You haven't gained that much weight.
I know. I'm
you gained like 15 pounds. You're like, society really treats you differently.
I'm nine pounds heavier than our lightest episode, but I'm at my heaviest.
Yeah, but as a guy, you're fine.
I don't know. I'm 9 pounds heavier. It makes it all different.
Women still like are attracted to me for some reason. I've said that before.
I've always said this about my weight gain. If women stopped having sex with me, then I would lose weight. But they're just so forgiving.
This is like women are better than men in that way, where it's like they really are like, you have a nice personality, and they mean it. And they're like, oh yeah, I'd still date.
No, women can really see inner beauty, and I can't see inner beauty in women, and that's why I put so many fingers in trying to find it.
No, I just, well, all right.
That was a joke. Okay, we won't mention that. The podcast is more extreme than the TV show. Luckily enough, no one listens or watches either.
Yeah, this is going to do nothing for you guys, but podcast. So.
What are the numbers? What are the numbers? Hit us with it.
It's like 80,000 people?
No,
100 and something thousand people listen to the podcast. It is more, like a million people. Watches the TV show, about 110,000.
2 million people listen to the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
The show was great, Jim, too. The show was awesome.
Thanks,
it was
Justin
fucking awesome,
Chris.
Jim. It was fucking great.
That's his American.
So I'm just working a bit of my American.
No, I keep doing it, yeah, but do it without yelling.
Give me an ad. Give me an ad. I want to do an ad. Give me a fucking ad.
We don't have an ad today, right?
There's no ad. So when we don't have an ad that we're being paid for, I do an ad that I would do, whether I get paid for or not. Imodium.
You guys know about Imodium?
Are you like me and you're lactose intolerant, yet you still want to eat ice cream? I give you Imodium. It's always solided up my shits whether I want it to or not. Imodium. The people's choice.
Good.
All right, back to the show.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I do support Imodium. I do support Imodium. I also support...
But why do they not support you? That's like fucking weird.
We are going to try to get them as a sponsor, so I'm going to do a super cut of...
They don't need ads! They don't need ads! They do such a great product, it sells itself. Any other product that we advertise on the show is because they can't sell the fucking things, and they need a boost from us. Sorry about that, back shaver. But... We did. We sold back shavers.
Yeah, be sure to keep this in the podcast. Don't edit this out. This will be good for...
All right. Everyone feels like they're being very mean to me at the moment. So we did a TV show, and the first thing we talked about was what, Forrest?
Bail.
And I wanted to start the show, but like we have writers who have opinions. I wanted to start the show by just going, Bail. These are my favorite Bails. Number one, Christian Bale. Number two... Hey, Bales, right? And I wanted to go through all the different Bales, but there's a lot of fight back on this.
Well, you have to have some context in the show when it's the very first act. Because it's like the first thing we're doing on the entire show, you know? And you just have to be like, okay, here's what we're talking about. Otherwise, people don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I think that was the second act, wasn't it?
There was, but this is our first act. So it's like, hey, welcome to the show, Bale. Like, you have to put some context
in it. I did a comedy special where I didn't even say hello.
A comedy special.
I just went, what are we doing here?
This is a television show. Totally different.
So I did a comedy special where I just said Bill Cosby was the first thing out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start this episode by going, Bale! These are my favorite Bales!
But can you at least...
Christian Bale!
You still did that, but can you at least admit that...
No, but I had to do some shitty fucking intro... that I didn't like, and someone's getting fired if any of you fucking writers listen to this fucking podcast, which I know you don't because you're already home.
Now they're up there.
Jim, right, you actually started the show by sniffing your fingers. Did you?
There was no.
Can you take us through that? What happened there?
That might be edited out. What happened is when the camera comes on to me, right, which is not the best use of words.
Are you talking about like the
as soon as the
crane camera?
They go. I have to do something to fill that space as the camera goes. So I normally do like a wacky little dance or something like that. And today I decided I'll sniff me fingers. I'll sniff me fingers and then I'll check and go, oh, what was that? And then I'll start the show, right? But so, allegedly there was one of the ladies in the control booth went, really? Is that what he's doing? Really? And to that lady, I don't know which one of you it is, get your own comedy show and then I'll fucking question your fucking sniffing of whatever the fuck you want to sniff. But, so there was controversy. So people came and they said, Jim, you can't sniff your fingers. Now, whoever was the man who approached me, you're obviously a pedophile because that's how you read about it. Other people were thinking maybe I fingered a woman right before I came out and I slipped my fingers. I just saw it as I scratched my asshole and I was going, ooh, what did I eat yesterday? Mm. And I was trying to be humorous about my own asshole, but everyone wanted to make it salacious.
Yeah, to be fair, and I will say that I'm not proud to know this, but it's disgusting. I've seen you either touch your balls or your ass and sniff your fingers more times than I can count.
How will I know what's going on down there? I'm not an acrobat. I can't get my fucking head down to my balls or ass. The only options I have is by rubbing my fingers down there and sniffing them. And now people want to mock me for trying to act clean?
It's an Aussie thing.
Well, first of
all, we all do it.
You guys do?
Yeah. That's how we invented Vegemite.
Yeah, here's the only thing though. Like if you put your hands down and then you smell your finger to see how your balls smell, if it smells bad, what are you gonna do? Go wash your balls?
No, I don't have sex with someone. If I'm gonna have sex with someone later on in the evening, I go, I need a shower. I did the finger test, not pleasant. it's me. Every time you see me sniffing my fingers, it's me being polite.
Yeah, no,
you're a gentleman. You're a gentleman.
Yes. Yes. I learned how to sniff my fingers in etiquette school.
And so how are you doing? Are you ready for sex?
No, there wasn't a good smell today. Wasn't a good smell today.
You didn't shower this morning?
I did shower this morning, yeah. But not in the right places.
Yeah, you gotta get down there.
I do like what they call a whore's bath on a Tuesday because I have to get to work so quickly. You know what a whore's bath is?
You just throw some water on your dick.
Yeah, you just go to the sink and you sort of splash some stuff around. It's not a real good scrub, but it gets the job done a little bit.
Yeah, I've done that. Why whore's bath?
That's the term. I don't say that. Well, I'm saying because you seem like a whorish sort of person.
No, I mean that doesn't make you want to get a whore then.
We have to check in.
Whore is the right term.
We have to check. We have to check in. What's going on with my mother and DD? We did in the podcast earlier last couple of weeks ago. We did a thing about my mother being very upset because a woman called DD called my mother up. She hadn't seen my mother in many, many months. She's not really particularly that good a friend of my mother, but I said some jokes about my mother, and she rang up my mother and goes, "Oh, Carolyn, oh, your son's so funny, but I wouldn't listen to the podcast because he says horrible things about you." Now, Dee Dee, you fucking bitch, you just taught my mother how to download a fucking podcast.
Oh, is she listening now?
My mother is now listening to the fucking podcast. Now, allegedly, I called my mother a cunt. I don't remember doing that. And if I did, I'm sorry, Mum. I love you very much in many ways. But I don't feel as free now because I know my mother's listening to all this. So, Dee Dee, you stopped art. What's wrong with you, Dee Dee? What's wrong with you?
Seriously, Jim, you couldn't be worried about what your mum thinks now after, 15 to 20 years in comedy?
That's what I thought as well. But I'm trying to put my mother in a nursing home at the moment because she needs to go in a nursing home. And so my mother's been extraordinarily nice to me at the moment because the money's going to come from me. And she doesn't want to go into the one where you have to piss yourself, right, and they don't clean you up. Now, what happens in Australia is you've got a couple of nursing home options. The government helps you out a little bit here and there. But you may have a moment when you move into the nursing home where for the first month or so, you may have to share a room with someone until another person dies and you get an available room, right? And my mother said the term, this sums up everything you need to know about my mother. She goes, if they move me into a room with another person, I will kill myself. And I'm like, that's That's why you don't have any friends. Like you're saying, maybe they could just accidentally move her in with the fucking friend of her life. Like she could sit there and go, this is wonderful. I have conversation for the first time. But my mother's not even willing to see. She's not even going to give it a day. She's like, if I have to share space with another human being, I'll fucking end it.
How would your mom kill herself?
Pills. She'd just pop a lot of pills. It wouldn't be through a jogging-related incident.
Save you a few bucks, I suppose.
Jeez, man, that's my mother, man.
So I have no ideas what the boundaries of this show is.
Did you sign that paper?
That's my mother. It's not like my dad went to Thailand and forgot about her, right? I had an actual childhood where I knew my dad. Anyway. So, yeah, if she's put in a room with another person, she'll kill herself. What a fucking bizarre sentence that is.
Well, I don't even, like...
We used to share a room, Forrest. I never tried to kill myself in the early days of us
shared a lot of rooms, yeah.
We shared a lot of rooms, man.
It wasn't until you did somebody else, Jay Moore's podcast, that I found out that you waited till I was snoring so that you could masturbate.
I've masturbated next to Forrest several times, but you got to wait till he's snoring. And it's a very distinctive snore. You couldn't fake this. You couldn't put it on. No one's that good an actor. So it's like sometimes if I hear like a rhino choking, I get an erection.
Well, that's a very specific fetish now that you have.
There's a bummer bar sticker for the people.
I have never wanked in front of you, Justin, ever. Asleep or awake.
Really?
That's good
never.
To know. That's
You've never wanked know. In the same room? Did you grow up using the having the same room?
We did grow up in the same room till we were about 12. I think that's why our parents separated us, because I started wanking.
Right, you started wanking at 12?
12 or 13, I started pulling the pud.
With your parents, is one of you the favourite?
Yes, that'd be my brother, Justin.
He's your brother, is it?
Yes, sorry. Some people in here thought it might have been Forrest.
Yeah, hold on a second. Can we redo that so everybody knows?
So why is Justin the favourite? Because he doesn't knock up women in Thailand?
Honestly, I think it's because I smoke and my brother doesn't. And in Mum's eyes, that just makes me a horrible human being. And you're a smoker, Jim. We're not any worse
saying is that you've aged. You're a good advertisement for cigarettes because you seem to have aged the same.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's how we keep the weight the same too. Justin, he gets to the gym, eats properly.
Yeah, no.
And then I just punch a packet of cigarettes a day and...
And so that's the reason your mum doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a dad? I assume that's not a thing. Or
no, we do. We've got a dad. He ran away from home when we were about 12 as well.
Right. Yeah. Did he ever not come back?
He didn't come back. No. But the parents separated at the age of 12. And,
wow, that's sad. So your parents separated at 12, and then he just didn't come back.
Yeah, we see him from time to time now, though.
Yeah,
he's a good man.
Yeah,
doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Dad, if you're out there listening to the Jim Jefferies podcast, g'day.
Wow, it seems like you're close.
Yeah, it seems like you really fixed that one.
Hopefully he listens to the podcast. You guys can have
Christmas. Did he have another family?
Yes. We've got a half-sister who's 20 years younger than us and still in
No life. Legs on her.
Yeah.
Half-sister, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we got it.
She's 20 years younger.
Yeah.
Either of you fuck her?
No. Look, she's not that hot, so.
Nick, if you're out there listening, Jim made me say it.
I was about to say edit that out, but fuck it, leave it in. I don't care. Australia's a different country.
He signed the paperwork.
You don't understand our culture. That's how we keep the population down.
I'm fine with this, by the way. I just care. Why did we stop sharing rooms, though? Like, it was okay when it happened.
I just got rich. And then it was like the money was like...
It was a money-saving thing? You were still doing theaters then.
I didn't know whether the career was going to work out. I thought that my career was like a fleeting moment. And then when I knew that it was like, you know, there was enough years going by, I thought, fuck it. I can put Forrest in a different room.
Do you remember that one time I was on a cot at the foot of the bed?
I did make Forrest sleep on a... They couldn't give us separate rooms, so I made Forrest sleep on a cot at the end of my bed. Like a cat.
It was in Detroit, too. Like, that sounds like wasn't it Detroit?
Like so much like a cat that, like, the malting of hair was very similar.
Yeah, I took my paws in your stomach.
I'm sorry about that, Forrest.
No, I enjoyed it. It was fun, actually.
You cut sleeper.
It was fun staying together. But then once we got our own rooms, I was like, oh, yeah, this is the life right here.
Yeah, but we still join each other in the room.
Yeah, we hang out.
We hang out. You come down the room. We watch a movie.
Yeah,
we wrestle.
Yeah, naked.
Rachel, we have sex with the Nelson twins' sister.
We check each other's balls, make sure they smell okay.
So. Yeah, you finger my balls, I'll finger yours. And then we'll 69 our fingers and get it done.
No, we just cross elbows like that. And then that's how we do it.
Mm. Sometimes we sing Ebony and Ivory.
No, Clean and Jerk.
Oh, yeah. You know about our double act? We mentioned the double act?
We have a double act.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called Clean and Jerk.
Right? Nice.
Yeah, because yeah. Clean and Jerk. And he goes, and I go, he's a bit of a jerk.
No, I go, my name's Jim Jefferies, and your name is?
No, that's not how it works. I go, this is Jim Jefferies, he's a bit of a jerk. And then you go,
this is Forrest Shaw, he's always clean. And together, we're clean and jerk. And then I swear, and then he goes, hey, stop that. Yeah, and I'm like, and then you call me a jerk. And I go, stop being so clean. And
yeah.
It's a good act.
That's pretty much it.
It's basic. Yeah. It's basically your act, but we don't go home and suck each other's dicks.
Good build up. I like it.
We're trying to sell it. Get it on our own. We said we'd share a room and everything. People still don't want to. Yep. So Bale, we talked about that. You don't want to talk about, like I said, we don't have to talk about, like, we can keep
talking about the shows anymore. What was the next thing? Bale? And then
we did a couple of things. We did bail and sentencing. We talked about the justice system and how it's biased against poor people for one thing, and then also racially biased as well. So.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk more about that, but let's be honest, poor people don't have cable for the most part, so they didn't see this show. So yeah, what else did we talk about?
I did like the field piece, the midterms roundtable.
The field piece was good. You know what's good about that is, like, so we do so many field pieces.
So we got to explain.
Then when we're in Washington, like, we did one where I sat with, like, Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Senior advisor, Karen Finney, and then Jeff Weaver, who was Bernie Sanders' campaign manager. Doug Hay was former RNC communications director, and Alex Cunnant, who was Marco Rubio's communications director. So they all ran campaigns in some capacity or something. So he sat down with the four of them. So it was two Republicans, two Democrats, and talked about the upcoming midterms. And then I think the interesting point was how long the fucking elections are in this country. I didn't realize how short they are in other countries. Yeah. Like in Australia,
other countries have limits on how long you can have the campaign trail. And so, like, Japan has 12 days.
12's too short, though. You got to have, like Canada was like 70-something and Australia was 90-something.
Australia was like 90-something.
That's fair.
That's
3 months.
About right. 3 months is sort of where you should
12 days, like, you don't know what the fuck who you're getting after
America
12 days.
America has a year and a half.
At least, sometimes 2 years.
You know my problem with the whole being a year and a half to 2 years? My problem is this, is like, I don't want you campaigning that much because... One of these people are meant to be running the fucking country.
Trump's going to start campaigning next year.
You should be busy running the fucking country and not campaigning to eventually run the country, right? So they go for so long, and then I said in the piece, I said, what pisses me off is when they do these campaigns and you get to like a week away after fucking 2 years of people going blah, 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 and then they go, there's still some undecided people. Fuck those people.
Yeah.
Fuck those people. If you're undecided after a year and a half of fucking campaigning, you wishy-washy fucking cunt, pick a side or don't vote.
No, but I did.
Don't vote. Voting's not for you. You can't decide.
That guy made a good point, though. He said that some of that is because by the time you've heard these candidates for a year and a half, you hate both of them.
But these are the same fucks, and we've all been to dinner with them, where you go to, you sit down, and then all of a sudden, the waiter comes up, I need a bit more time. And then they start chatting about their fucking niece. Yeah. Oh, my niece plays the violin. And you're like, you're meant to be looking at the menu, cunt. You're not looking at the fucking menu. Pick a fucking item. I have a friend who just had a niece.
That you went to dinner with?
No, but I really don't want to because I know what would happen.
Do you guys vote? You have to
They're
vote.
Australians, yeah, they have to vote.
We have to.
You get fucking fined.
Yeah, but you get a free sausage in bread whenever you go to vote.
They call it a sausage sizzle.
Sausage sizzle.
Hold on a second, they give you food when you vote?
Yeah. There's people at the front cooking so that you'd be there. It's like when you give blood.
Yeah.
You get a cookie.
Yeah, that would solve a lot. If you give food here, everyone
they give you. They call it, in Australia, they call it a sausage sizzle. And what they do is instead of a hot dog bun, they give you a slice of white bread, which in Australia is very nice because bread is fresh and it doesn't last 7 months.
We know about bread.
Right?
We know what you're talking about. So it's a soft,
you can't do it in America because the bread would break from all the chemicals as you wrapped it around the sausage. This is a soft bit of white bread. And you put a sausage in there. Might be some grilled onions, wouldn't there, lads?
Mm-hmm. Grilled onions, for sure.
I love a bit of ketchup. And then put some cheese on, but cheese is, ooh. Anyway, so you have that. They call it a sausage sizzle. Because in Australia, we don't fuck around when we name shit. The sausages are sizzling.
If you had like ice cream cones here, like at the pole, like so many more people would vote if you gave like out food.
No. It's a savory dish. You're being ridiculous.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
People need their energy. Why would you fucking serve a dessert for us? It's not like you don't even know. It's a treat.
You don't even know
how elections work.
Yeah.
There should be a savory item of food when people leave. Like
a slider.
A slider would be good in a smaller country, a beef Wellington. But no one thinks outside the box, or as Taco Bell would say, outside the bun. You people don't know. I'm saying the Nelson twins as you people.
Yeah, Taco Bell didn't work in Australia.
It didn't. They tried it. But then Australians have had food that doesn't make you shit yourself, and we thought we'll stick to that. But it's like, but Taco Bell's like smoking. You have to fucking have the first few that are hard, and then you get addicted and you work through it.
Yeah, I just remembered that Taco Bell's a big sponsor of Comedy Central, so this part will be taken out of the podcast right here.
Look, I don't even know if this show will be on Comedy Central next week. So let's not fucking count our chicken before its processed meat's hatched. That was a big drink. I don't know. I couldn't say that. Sentence probably. Close, yeah. Oh, fuck off. I've been really funny today.
No, it's good. So anything else about the midterm roundtable?
Forrest, stop touching my leg under the table.
Okay.
Stop it. No, stop it. Honestly, stop it. You're making things. Okay, keep going.
Anything else about the field piece that you wanted to say?
Wait a minute. Jack, can you clean this up now?
Jack's in a mood today.
Why
are you so grumpy today?
Jack, come and get a microphone.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not grumpy.
I had a party.
Don't come on with your
I had a party the other day, and there was lots of like pretty looking people, and Jack brought a girl that wasn't going to fuck him, as he usually does. he, like Jack bringing sand to the beach, Hackett.
She's my gay roommate. Of course it wouldn't work.
Yes, yes. You're my gay everything. What are you talking about? Why did you bring a girl to the party?
I don't know.
Did you meet any girls?
No.
There was girls there.
I didn't meet them.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, because you put up a clip on the webpage of you, like something that you wrote where everyone abuses you, all the staff abuses you.
It was fictional.
It was a
wink, wink.
It was a fictional thing. Yeah. And you went down, you did this whole clip where people sort of abused you as you went around. And now all the comments underneath the clips are, what's wrong with his cheeks? Does he have scarlet fever? You're like a Cabbage Patch doll if it lived out its life.
No, I mean, you have like rosy cheeks, but is it like if you get nervous?
It's rosacea. It's like a...
Oh, it's a disease.
Yeah.
You have a disease.
Yeah, it's like an English skin thing.
That's not a disease, rosacea. I thought it was from all the cocks being slapped in your face.
Is it a disease or not a disease?
Whatever rosacea is.
You have it. You don't know what it is?
Can we catch it?
I don't think so.
No. You've been to Thailand so much.
I like how you two are worried about catching something from someone else. A condition in which certain facial blood vessels enlarge, giving the cheeks a nose and flushed appearance. So it's a condition.
You have that? How did you get that?
My mom's part British, so I think it's a British.
Oh, name. You're just saying you got rosy cheeks, and you're like, it's rosacea.
It's rosacea.
Oh God, the hardships I've been. Do you go to like a special place where you and other rosacea victims can talk it out? Where you sit in a circle, and go, hi, my name's Jack Hackett, and I have rosacea. I'm on step 12. Step 12 is apologizing to everyone where my rosy cheeks have blinded them.
Well, I'm glad we've clarified this because I thought you were a Burns victim.
Wow, geez.
Too much? Can we cut that out?
Jeez. Okay, too
sorry,
far.
I was just like, joining in. Got sorry,
a fucking
Jim.
Condition. So, wait, do you do anything for this?
No.
There's some topical medication. You don't want
to
do
anything? Yeah, you want to like put makeup on to fix that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, so people, that was like one of the things people were talking shit
That's
about.
That's all they could talk about. They could only just talk about your rosy cheeks. They could only talk about your rosy cheeks. I thought it was very mean-spirited. I left one comment. but I thought the others were very mean, Jack. I thought they were very mean. How's your dating life going?
Terrible.
Are you actively doing anything to fix that?
I'm still doing those apps. You remember that person that catfished me the first time?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I came
the first time, or I mean that time?
Well, there were two times, remember?
Okay, yeah.
The first time.
You should date a girl called Catfish.
I found the same person on another app, same profile, same name and everything. I did not swipe right.
Jack, there's an old saying, back when I was a young man, if you wanted to get laid, you go ugly early. Right? You go into a bar. Don't try to overextend yourself. What's happening is you're looking at too many good-looking women and thinking, oh, I'll get that one. You just need an ugly shag. Just get a fucking... Just get a munter under your belt.
Maybe if they're drunk.
Get one of them in. Get one of those ones in. We're probably... Is your sister travelling? Nelson boys?
She's not, but I can put in a word for you.
Yeah, put in a word.
Definitely put in a word.
Got no legs.
Get her to come out. Yeah. Bigger beard than the two brothers, but, you know, you got to get what you can get.
Yep. You leave whatever. A kid in Thailand. Boom.
Thailand's good.
Oh, yeah, Thailand's good. Jack, you're at the stage of your creepiness where you're not allowed to holiday in Thailand. You'll get arrested. Not because you've done anything, because it just you look like you shouldn't be in Thailand.
There was somebody on the podcast group that said she was going to...
There was a woman...
She was going to take one for the team or something like that? Did you put it...
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that, Jack?
There's been women who say they'll do that. You're like in the old days when like they had to get to the roadies to get to the band.
No. But here, honestly.
I'm not
go
the
on
band.
The podcast. On the podcast group, there are several women, that, including the one that we FaceTimed that day. You just start talking to them.
Okay.
Jack's not in a good mood at all today, man. What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong.
You snapped at me earlier.
Yeah, I was carrying food.
Hey, there's
what
a
are you
good,
like a puppy?
There's a name of a girl you can have sex with, Karen Food. See if you can hit on her. What's happening with Karen Food?
I don't know. Let me check.
Yeah, is there a girl called Karen Food?
There's got to be a Karen Food. Yeah.
All right. You know what was happening? The show was going on great, and then we brought Jack on. The whole thing's been brought down to a fucking halt.
Yeah, we'll have to edit all this out.
Into a Les halt. You're the dateline of my life. Anywho...
All right. So, on our act four, we had our weatherman back, our new weatherman.
Seth Rogen came in today. He came in. It was a big bus. And he came in to do the show where there was Jonah Hill was there. Mm-hmm. And that filled up all the bus. Now, what other celebrities came down? Tell us all the celebrities that were sitting in the audience today.
Oh, today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was Jonah Hill, like you said, and Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
He was here. And
he was just here telling people to stop smoking.
Oh, George Clooney was there, remember? Just for a minute, though.
Hey there, Georgie Clooney.
Yeah, Emma Stone was here, too, because she was with Jonah Hill. They're promoting their
new. No, she's always here banging on the dressing room door going, date me, Jim.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because it's not even my dressing room door. It's Jack's.
Yeah.
Jack has a dressing room.
I don't remember who else was there. Oh, I think there was a couple.
There was all the Hemsworths.
Yeah.
All the Hemsworths came, even the ugly little trolley.
There were
some
athletes, too. There was
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt was here.
He was here.
Tom Brady, I think, stopped in for
some. Tom Brady was there. Yeah. We had a race. Me and Usain had a race. And he's like, I'm not wearing the right shoes. That's why
it's
I lost.
Fucking old. So, yeah.
That's how he is.
And who else was there? Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
Yeah. Might not have recognized her, though.
Yes. I think she was in an urn.
And that was it. That
all right, so you can feel the funnies petering out of this podcast. So I'm gonna end it. I'm gonna fucking end this.
Oh, you didn't want to talk about Cool Queen?
Oh, fuck the fourth act. Fuck it. It's all over.
You didn't like
it? This podcast is over. Now, if you're sitting in your car and you're listening to this, what's wrong with you? Reassess your life. Surely you have better things to do. And just keep, you know, downloading the podcast and buy a back scratcher.
That's like a contradiction, what you just said. You said don't listen, and then you said listen. Tell them what you want to do.
Nelson Twins, you got anything to promote?
Yeah, Justin. Flappers Comedy Club. We're on there tonight.
Are you going to Flappers?
We are, yes.
At what time?
This podcast airs tomorrow.
Oh. Well, get down there yesterday.
Yeah. Are you on the 8 o'clock show?
Yes, the 8 o'clock show.
I'm on there too.
Yeah, they're on the 8 a.m. one.
That's two shows.
You're on tonight as well, Forrest.
I am, yeah. Yeah, right. It'd be so fun to do comedy with supportive people. Yeah.
We can hang out and hopefully you...
I'd be wonder, it would be wonderful when you come off and they go, better than Melbourne.
Yeah.
Man, if we bomb,
fucking
it's going to be
I
bad.
Bombed that. That's the first thing he said. Old fucking crooked arm over here.
Yeah.
I don't know which one that is, Justin or Chris.
And Andrew, my Australian manager in the room, pick up a microphone. So you weren't here. The Nelson twins said that they saw Forrest in Melbourne.
Only one of them.
Yeah, they saw Forrest in Melbourne. They went, bit of a tough show for you. Did Forrest do badly in Melbourne?
I don't recall him doing badly in Melbourne.
I don't think at all. Yeah.
No worse than any of the other gigs.
No, I mean, it's a, oh, yeah, it's well, not a, it's not a high way. Bar to hurdle.
That was mean-spirited.
Sorry, Forrest.
Anyway.
No, well, thanks for the support, guys.
So what are you doing like next week? Where's the show you're doing next week you want to play?
Or tomorrow or the next day?
Well, just keep your eye on... That's where we're going to be on, doing our stuff.
No one's watching that show. You flew out here for nothing. No one's watching... Oh, my Australian manager went, stop saying that because...
We're on Flappers next week as well.
We're on Flappers again next week. Don't know what day.
Mm. Did you get into Flappers because that's your sister's nickname?
I think you got us that gig, Justin, didn't you?
Yeah, I said I knew Jim Jefferies and they said we'll put you on. So thanks, Jim. Much appreciated.
No worries. Well, I'm Jim Jefferies. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Good night, Australia. You can continue chatting.
All right. You know, if there's a topic you want us to talk about, tweet. We haven't fucking talked about any topics in a while. Why are we saying that? You can tweet to us. We'll probably not talk about it. Have we talked about... Huh? Rate, review, describe. If you haven't liked the podcast yet on Facebook, our podcast group, the Jim Jefferies Show Podcast. You can't like it. You have to ask to join it, right? Getting this all wrong. Like our Facebook page. And then... subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.